This is 720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. Is it Edwin? Edwin, is it Yonka? Am I saying that right?
Yes, and just Ed Yonka is just fine.
Okay. Edwin did seem a bit formal. Thanks for joining us.
It's a little bit formal. And I just want the toffee and the fish dinner now.
I know.
After listening to the commercial. So
I'm in.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. Yeah.
Hey, Ed is with, he's the Director of Communications and Public Policy for ACLU Illinois. We saw that Alderman Ray Lopez wants a ban on face masks. This seems to be propelled by people committing crimes. And I also saw the story this past week of a doctor who went into a restaurant at O'Hare wearing a surgical mask because she was worried about the surge in COVID and was denied service. So, because she was wearing a mask, what is the law, and can you be denied for wearing a mask?
You know, you shouldn't be, and I think these masking laws, as they are happening now, are a little bit of a sort of a fear or hyperbole about public safety. But also, you'll note that many of these have come up and been passed in the time since we saw protests on campus and in other places in which many people were wearing masks out of a fear of having their face captured or their face print captured by drones or other cameras that were using facial recognition technology. And so, you know, I think like with everything, Lisa, you know, people are concerned in this time, in this age, about a number of things, including public safety. And we ought to have a real serious conversation about what it means to create safe spaces for people in their neighborhoods or in their communities all across this city and all across the country. But it's not really doing anything for public safety to create a mask rule which could adversely affect people based on their occupation, their concern about public health, their religious background, et cetera. And I think that's where, you know, we're very concerned about this idea of these sort of mask bans.
Hey, Ed, it's Steve. Would you support?
Hey, Steve.
How are you? Would you support?
Lisa,
we're a couple of Kankakee County boys here, so we just have to say that.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, how about the idea that wearing a mask during a crime is a mitigating factor when it comes to sentencing? Would you support that idea?
You know, I think that might be one way to actually, you know, to actually get at it, Steve. On the other hand, you know, we don't particularly like the idea of, you know, sentencing add-ons, creating longer sentences for the same crime just because of a behavior or an activity or where it happens or et cetera. You know, but you raise a really good point, which is that, you know, there are people by the dozens and I don't want to speculate however many more than that, who commit crimes every day wearing masks, who are arrested and prosecuted. So the idea that the mask is somehow the big step in the way of being able to, you know, resolve and solve crimes is something that is just hard to kind of comprehend in terms of the necessity of outlawing mask wearing, again, where people often wear them for perfectly legitimate reasons.
It looks like the Rock and Rotary Rib Fest in Lake in the Hills has said that people will not be allowed at the Rib Fest wearing a mask unless it's for medical or health purposes. They singled out those decorative masks like skeleton, ski, or character masks. What's your take on that?
I this is a place where I worry about, now I will say, and I think Steve will back me up on this, you will never see me wearing a skeleton mask. Personally, but I think the fact is that there are some people who wear those for purposes of expression. It's part of how they identify themselves. It may be, you know, a certain vibe or look that they're looking to give off. Why is it, you know, what is the interest of this fest, again, without someone in any kind of criminal activity, to suggest that they can or cannot wear a mask? Is the mask, is this also extended? It's interesting that the exemptions you cited don't include things like people who mask their face for religious reasons, mm-hmm. or, you know, a host of other things like that, that people may do it for. You know, one of the things that I worry about when we get into kind of parsing these things is that we're inevitably going to leave behind people that we've decided that their purpose isn't good enough. And again, without any evidence that they're actually engaged in anything criminal, they're being singled out for, you know, a behavior that they simply want to engage in, which many of the rest of us might not do in the end.
And it is ironic that a few years ago we were told to mask up, and now we're told, no, don't mask up. In fact, I see that New York State Governor Kathy Hochul is considering a mask ban on public transit. I would guess that's something the ACLU would stand against.
Absolutely. Government should not be telling us what we should wear and not wear. It's again, you know, you do worry. I'll just say, and I raised this issue before, but just to reiterate, you worry when government starts to do it that what they want to ensure is in states, you know, unlike Illinois, but in other, we don't see as much of this in Illinois, but in other states where, you know, police and others are starting to use facial recognition technology, that you want to make sure that they can use the technology on people who are in public and create a record of where someone is and be able to sort of surveil and follow them without having to put someone on them 24 hours a day. This is really just an idea and a notion or sort of a solution in search of a problem, because there isn't really anything here that denying people the ability to wear a mask is really going to resolve.
Ed, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your viewpoint and your expertise.
Thank you so much.